For almost 50 years, the Minnesota Dance Theater has been an extraordinary contributor to the Twin Cities dance scene. Growing up surrounded by dance, artistic director Lisa Holton has been continuing this tradition of dance, education, and community service.
Minnesota Dance Theater began back in 1962. My mother, the founder, Lois Holton, was an instructor, a dance instructor at the University of Minnesota, and had an extraordinary group of students, artists, working with her. They felt collectively that they wanted to begin a school so that they could spread the word, spread the love of dance to the broader community. So they were wandering through Jinkytown one day, and they discovered a building that was for rent. It was a Masonic temple, and in June 1962, they opened up a school. I think there was always a belief that a school must be available to children so that the art form could survive, and they loved the Lincoln Kirsten statement, but first a school. Thus, the school began. Way back when the organization was founded, there was much debate or conversation about what they were going to call themselves. And the original name of the organization was Contemporary Dance Playhouse, and contemporary implying now gave them the opportunity to explore José Limón, Martha Graham, classical Russian traditional ballet, to explore what Balanchine was doing to the realm of ballet, to jazz, endless. The purpose was to open the door to all dance and to all dance theater. I was about, 6, 7, 8 years old, and it was the most wonderful thing to do, going to the studio on Saturday and having contemporary classes and having music on in this big, beautiful studio, working with the talents of Lois Holton, David Voss, Andrea Schulberg, and all of the great dancers who had come from the university. Immediately, productions were coming to life, and we performed at the Moppet Playhouse. We did a very small Nutcracker. It was so charming that Dick Sizek from the Minnesota Orchestra pulled us over to Northrop so that we could perform. They were then the Minneapolis Symphony, but we've been doing the Nutcracker since that event in 1964, so soon we come upon our 50th anniversary of the Nutcracker Fantasy. And in 2012, the organization has its 50th anniversary celebration.
The Minnesota Dance Theater also has a tradition of engaging and educating community groups.
We are very pleased to have a relationship with Project Success, and they bring families into our performances to have them come and enjoy our space and our performances with the opportunity of questions and, Q&A post-show or introduction pre-show. That's something we always look forward to. We work with several organizations in the community where they love the event of bringing their group into the State Theater to hear the live music, to see the performance of the Nutcracker, or into the lab to have an up-close and personal and intimate relationship with the organization through performance.
With both tradition and vision, the Minnesota Dance Theater continues to present classics that were once new and new pieces which may become classics.
It's been a tradition for the Minnesota Dance Theater and its school to engage children both in the discipline and the beauty of the training process, but also to be explorers in the studio and have an open mind to the many possibilities. We perform a beautiful traditional Nutcracker Fantasy, but our spring and fall concerts, we very often call it our dark side, but where we really have adventures into the creative process with local choreographers, some choreographers who are coming from New York or perhaps Europe, and we're very interested in hearing that voice, going down that road with the creative vision.
Recognized as one of Minnesota's cultural treasures, Minnesota Dance Theater continues to present Dance That Dares. This is Dixie Trico for KFAI.
1,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.